PJM selects 51 projects for expedited interconnection studies, written by Devin Leith Yessian and read by an automated voice. PJM has selected 51 projects to receive expedited interconnection studies through its Reliability Resource Initiative, or RRI, adding 11793 megawatts of nameplate capacity to the next study cycle. The RTO's May 2 announcement said 39 of the projects are uprates of existing units, amounting to 24.88 megawatts, while the bulk of the capacity comes from 12 and, quote, new construction and, quote, projects, which would bring 9,305 megawatts to market. That translates to 9,361 megawatts of unforced capacity, or UCAP, split between 2108 megawatts of uprates and 7,253 megawatts of new construction. The majority of the additional nameplate comes from 6 new combined cycle gas generators and 20 uprates, which together would provide 7,756 megawatts if completed. An additional 2,275 megawatts of battery storage was selected, coming from 5 new projects. 4 uprates to nuclear units would add 496 megawatts, while 1 new unit would carry 887 megawatts. 13 combustion turbine uprates would provide 365 megawatts, and 14 megawatts would come from an uprate to a coal generator. The one onshore wind project was selected to increase its capacity interconnection rights by about 20 megawatts. FERC approved the initiative February 11 to address a potential capacity deficiency PJM has identified in the 2029/30 delivery year. By ranking and selecting RRI applications according to their expected capacity contribution, in-service date, and location, PJM argued that the one-time program would allow projects that could bring additional capacity online quickly to be added to Transition Cycle 2. By limiting the number of projects selected to 50, it said there would be no impact to other queue positions in the cycle. Ultimately, 94 applications were received, amounting to 26.6 gigawatts of nameplate. The May 2 announcement said 51 were selected due to a tie in the ranking. PJM's announcement said 90% of the selected projects should begin service before 2030, and all should come online by 2031. Thinly veiled effort. Renewable developers and environmental organizations have objected to the RRI, characterizing it as allowing fossil fuel generation to jump a queue made up mostly of wind and solar projects. If PJM were serious about addressing reliability concerns, they would be complying with FERC's order to reform their interconnection process and speeding up their interconnection queue to get projects online that have been waiting for years. Instead, PJM has decided to let gas plants cut in line, and quote Sierra Club staff attorney Megan Waxpress told RTO Insider. Waxpress called RRI a, and quote, thinly veiled effort to move gas plants ahead of renewable resources in Proda, and said it is, in quote, beyond disappointing that more than 75% of the projects selected are methane gas projects, when study after study has shown that renewable energy is more reliable, affordable, and better for the environment, end quote. She also said winter storms Elliott and Erie showed that, quote, gas plants underperform when families need electricity the most. Rather than follow FERC's direction to improve interconnection and transmission, PJM's short-sighted favoritism will put customers at risk and threaten our environment. And, awkward, PJM highlighted several changes it's making to its interconnection study process, including the cluster-based study process, of which RRI is a part. Since being approved by FERC in 2022, PJM said, the process has completed studies on about 18 gigawatts of projects, and studies on an additional 62 gigawatts should be completed by the end of 2026. The announcement also notes the Commission recently approved changes to PJM's Surplus Interconnection Service, or SIC, which allows expedited studies for new projects sharing a point of interconnection, or POI, with an existing or planned resource not fully using its injection capability. And Ampere 128. And Ampere, another proposal before the Commission, would revise the process for transferring CIRs from a retiring generator to a replacement resource by allowing all resource classes to participate. Most notably, storage data, increased automation of studies could reduce the queue backlog by 60%. PJM said, pointing to a collaboration with Google announced April 10, to use AI tools to streamline the process. In a statement, Constellation Energy said the Crane Clean Energy Center, formerly Three Mile Island, was among the projects selected. The company said the RRI allows high-reliability projects to respond to rising load forecasts fueled by burgeoning AI and manufacturing demand. End quote. In addition to Crane, PJM selected three Constellation Uprate projects that will increase output at three other nuclear plants in our fleet, bringing the total increase from the four projects to 1,150 megawatts of clean, firm electricity. We look forward to bringing these projects online to help support grid reliability and economic development throughout the region. End quote. The statement reads, American Clean Power focused on the ability of storage developers to quickly install their selected projects, which improve grid reliability and reduce costs, ACP spokesperson Phil Scrow said in an email. End quote. The representation of energy storage in PJM selection highlights these benefits, including favorable capacity accreditation and shorter development timelines. End quote, Scrow wrote. End quote. To balance the strengths and weaknesses of all generation resources, a diversified grid that includes clean energy is the best way to achieve the most reliable and affordable grid. PJM has forecast annual demand growth of nearly 5% over the next 10 years. Renewable resources are quick to deploy and provide additional capacity for the grid, helping boost overall reliability and meet rising demand. End quote.